The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material? You can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross. The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
I don't know about you, but this announcement from our government today has bothered me. Yeah, it has. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. Here's my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Now, honestly, I am not a rebel by heart. I hope I am a person of principle, but I'm fairly compliant. I hate confrontation. Always have. Now, being a pastor, being on a talk show, I mean, through the years, through my entire adult life, I have been forced to confront, but I hate confrontation. Some people thrive on it. I don't. Don't like it. I'll do anything I can to avoid confrontation. So I'm not really a rebel. But when I read and I heard that the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, an arm of the federal government, has graciously told us, you may now go outside without a mask if you are fully vaccinated. And my first response was, excuse me? I don't need your permission to go outside of my house without a mask on. I don't need your permission. This is America. I don't know how many other people had that response, but it just caught me wrong. I mean, I am really sitting in my house waiting for the government to give me permission to go outside without a mask on my face, particularly since from the very beginning, we've been told, well, if you're outside, you're not around a lot of people, you don't need to wear a mask. So here we are a year and several weeks, months into this thing, and the federal government, if you are fully vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask outside. You don't have to. Excuse me. If you want to suggest, you know, we think it's best, be better for your safety and so forth, but okay. I'm over it, but it just troubled me. And it still does, in fact. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Here is some sad breaking news here in Ohio. Headline today, Ohio will allow changes to gender on birth certificates. Okay. Now, this one really troubles me as well. Now, I have a very difficult question to ask you. You got to give me your full attention. I know you may be driving, whatever you may be doing. This is a tough question. So in order to give me the correct answer, you're going to have to give me your full undivided attention. All right, here it is. Why do they call birth certificates birth certificates? Do 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 do. Does anybody have the answer? Because a birth certificate records the details of your birth. Yeah, there is a date. There is the gender, the sex of the child, the hospital, the time of day, the parents. What do you mean Ohio will allow changes to gender on birth certificates? Well, I don't feel like I'm a boy anymore. I feel like I'm a girl, so I want my birth certificate changed. Well, but your birth certificate records the details of your birth. And at your birth, you were a boy. I know, but I don't feel like it now, so I want to get my birth certificate changed. That doesn't change your birth. That's why they call it a birth certificate. I have an idea. I was born in California, so I have a California birth certificate. Yeah, I have it somewhere in a file. And on my California birth certificate, it says that I was born on November 18th, 1948. Well, I don't feel that old. I think I am going to write California and say, you know what? I want my birth certificate changed to 1968. That'd be enough. That'd be fine. I just feel like I don't feel like I was born in 1948, and I don't. Well, sometimes I do. I identify with a much younger. Could you change my birth certificate to 1968? What response would I get? Excuse me, you are nuts. We don't know. We don't change the year. Well, why? Well, because that's the year you were born. We can't change that. That was the year you were born. That is a fact. Yeah. It is also a fact. I was born a boy. That is a fact. Now, don't get too harsh with the Ohio Department of Health. It's not their fault. Four transgender individuals brought a court case against the state of Ohio. And last December, the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Ohio found the state's rule. Oh, my goodness. Listen to this. The U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Ohio found the state's rule that prohibited making a change to a person's gender on their birth certificate was unconstitutional. What? What do you mean it's unconstitutional? So, the Ohio Department of Health has decided today they will not appeal the federal court ruling, and they have promised they will have a process in place by June 1st so that people born in Ohio can change the gender on their birth certificate, because to do otherwise is unconstitutional. I'm not a constitutional attorney, don't pretend to be one, but could somebody please explain to me why refusing to change what is a reality? At the time of the birth, the person was declared to be a male or a female. And okay, 20 years later, they have a change of mind. That does not change the birth. And it's called a birth certificate. If they want to make it something else, make it a living certificate or declaration of humanity. I don't know, but it's a birth certificate. Yep. And the more I think about it, I'm going to begin communicating with California. I want my birth certificate changed. I'm going to knock it, 20 years off. Why not? It's unconstitutional to deny me that request, right? Weird and wacky, folks.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
I like this story. Finally, someone is actually doing something positive to deal with the violence and police relations and so on and so forth. Story here in Columbus, and as you know, Columbus has a terrible crime problem right now, and I hate to say it, but it's true. Almost all of the cities in America, including Columbus, Ohio, that are really struggling right now with crime, murder, etc., almost all of them are under Democratic leadership. If you don't believe me, prove me wrong. Give me the Republican-led cities that are struggling with homicide rates in historic levels or almost historic levels that are not run by the left. And we have seen all kinds of supposed solutions. City council has endless meetings and they talk nonsense, and finally, somebody's actually doing something positive. Here's a headline from here in Columbus. Anti-violence group offering teens, young adults, advice on how to interact with police. Now, let me say this quickly. Do we need some police reform? I have no doubt. Do we need better training? I think we always need better training. But 99.9% of all of the emphasis has been on the police, the police, the police. The police are violent. The police hate black people. White police officers are just driving around town looking for black people to shoot and kill. Nonsense stuff. You know what I mean? Nonsense. But 99.9% is always on police. What about the people they're policing? In most of the police-involved shootings that have gained national attention, including George Floyd, Dante Wright, almost all of them, the end result would not have happened if the individual had not resisted arrest. Almost all. Not all. There is a tragic case unfolding down in North Carolina, Elizabeth City. I used to go to Elizabeth City almost every weekend. It's a North Carolina joint. I went to school in South Carolina, but we went on evangelistic meetings and so forth. And for many, many weekends, I went to Elizabeth City, North Carolina. So it's been years. But anyway, there is a case unfolding there that really looks bad for the police officers. Now, we don't know all the details yet, so I don't think anyone should jump to any conclusions, but it's looking really bad unlike the case of the 16-year-old girl here in Columbus, where the police officer literally should be hailed as a hero because he saved the life of at least one other person, possibly more. But anyway, there is almost no emphasis on the people being policed. Here's the story. A Columbus anti-violence group working to end the shootings and killings in the city is now offering guidance to juveniles and young people on how to behave if they are stopped by law enforcement. Quote, they have to be mindful. Never put yourself in a threatening situation, said Sean Stevenson with the group End the Violence. These kids should not have to be fearful of being shot. And that is true. But when you are told constantly, the police want to shoot you, the police want to kill you, I think that's one of the reasons why, particularly black young people, tend to run from police. They have been told over and over and over again by a bunch of race baiters, activists, and even government officials, the police just want to shoot and kill you. So they're fearful, and I understand that. But this group is trying to work with young people in minority neighborhoods and to teach them many things about violence. But one of the things, how do you respond if you're pulled over by the police, if you're confronted by the police, how do you respond? Keith James says, I keep my hands up where they can see me. It's nerve-wracking. You are nervous. Even though you've done nothing wrong, you're still scared because you know what can happen. But they go on and teach at-risk youth how to treat police. Good for them. Good for them. Again, are there bad cops? Yes. I keep saying it, and I will continue to say it, and the bad cops should be exposed, disciplined, fired. But it's about time that we begin to put a little emphasis on the people being policed and not just the police. Good for them. May their tribe increase. And that's right here in Columbus.